Fox News host Eric Bolling has initiated a $50 million lawsuit against HuffPost reporter Yashar Ali. The defamation suit surrounds reporting Ali released last Friday, claiming that Bolling sent unwanted and inappropriate text messages to female colleagues at Fox News a number of years ago. The report led to Bolling's suspension from the network. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, start by telling us more about the basis for this lawsuit. What is Bolling claiming?
He's claiming defamation. In New York State, you're allowed to initiate a lawsuit by issuing a summons saying to somebody, hey, pay attention and come to court. We're going to be suing you. But they haven't filed the full text of the lawsuit yet. But it goes back to Ali's report at the beginning of last weekend that Bolling had sent lewd texts essentially to three female colleagues at Fox News and Fox Business and that these were unwanted. And that this was known to have occurred and was paired with other kinds of behavior by Bolling, at least verbal behavior that was seen as in some ways sexist and harassing.
And Ali is standing by his reporting at this point.
He is. He cited 14 unnamed sources in his story. He says he stands by it. He says he'll protect those sources. He is a freelancer who writes under terms of a contract with HuffPost. Its editor-in-chief, Lydia Polgreen, announced on Twitter last night that that HuffPost would be happy to stand by him financially, although Bolling rather cannily did not sue the news site. It just sued Ali as an individual trying to leave him financially exposed.
What is Fox News saying about this?
Fox News has been silent on this. Fox News has suspended Bolling in the wake of the HuffPost report, learning about these allegations, it says, from him. They say they're conducting an outside review of Bolling. He's off the air. He's been scrubbed from the sites for his for the two shows that he's been host of, both a weekday show at 5 and a weekend business show of his own. And they seem to claim to be agnostic. Now, this is the same law firm that has been handling a lot of business for Fox lately. You know, sexual harassment is front of mind for Fox ever since the allegations about 13 months ago that ultimately dislodged the late Roger Ailes as its executive chairman. So, it's a very sensitive issue for Fox that they have to be seen taking seriously, even as they say that they very much are taking seriously.
Well, and it really makes you wonder if there are more shoes to drop here. I would have thought it was already over, but Eric Bolling is a big star at Fox News.
He's a big star. Let's not forget Bill O'Reilly was dumped ultimately, paid a lot of money to go away, but nonetheless forced out from a perch he wanted to hold on to. And a bunch of executives have been forced out too for acquiescing in what Ailes and O'Reilly had done over the years. And in addition, there are other lawsuits going on. Charles Payne was a Fox Business anchor. He's facing his own allegations at the moment. You know, it just doesn't seem to stop. Once you sort of lift up the rock and see what's underneath, it's been a pretty seedy affair for Fox to try to contain.
David, I just want to get your thoughts on one more thing that's happening in media right now, the possible purchase of Tribune Media's 42 TV stations by Sinclair Broadcasting Group, which is a conservative media company. Why are people on both the left and right opposing this sale?
People on the left are opposing the sale because, by and large, they see Sinclair as a bad ideological actor infusing conservative ideology into its newscasts and also objecting to the incredible consolidation of local TV in the hands of one company. You're also seeing conservative outfits, many of them digital but with TV aspirations, weighing in to object to it. They're raising the same objections of consolidation explicitly, but they're also seeing a real competitor gaining force. Sinclair could be the new kind of Ur-Fox to try to take on that network on TV.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.